Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. Charlie Kirk shooting suspect Tyler Robinson will be allowed to wear civilian clothing in court in Utah while he awaits trial for the assassination of the conservative activist, but a judge has ruled he must remain restrained during proceedings for safety reasons. During a virtual hearing on Monday, Judge Tony Graff said Robinson's right to the presumption of innocence outweighs the inconvenience of dressing him in street clothes, noting the case's extraordinary public attention. Robinson's lawyer argued pre-trial news coverage featuring his client in prison garb could result in juror bias, but Graff did not go as far as Robinson hoped. He denied the request to remove the restraints, citing the seriousness of the aggravated murder charge, which could bring the death penalty. Robinson, age 22, appeared remotely from jail with his camera off and is next scheduled to appear January 16th and January 30th. As Robinson prepares for trial, his transgender partner Lance Twiggs has mysteriously vanished from St. George, Utah, 6 weeks after the shooting September 10th. Authorities say Twiggs, who is also 22, received a string of text messages from Robinson confessing to the killing and detailing his attempts to hide the weapon before turning himself in. Twiggs, who had been living with Robinson after being estranged from his devout Mormon parents, has not been seen at the couple's $1,800 a month apartment since Robinson's arrest. His Infiniti FX35 now sits in his parents' driveway. Neighbors say the home has been quiet, and local police have not confirmed his current whereabouts. Relatives and former friends describe Twiggs as a bright student who struggled after being kicked out of his family home in 2018. He reportedly reconciled with his parents in recent years, as is shown by recent Venmo payments labeled for prescriptions and gas money from family members. Investigators maintain that Twiggs is not charged with any crime and has been cooperating with authorities, but his disappearance has fueled speculation amid the ongoing fallout from one of the most politically explosive murders in modern U.S. history. Charlie Kirk, age 31, was the outspoken founder of Turning Point USA, launched in 2012 to rally college students around Republican causes. Kirk had been on a national campus tour aimed at mobilizing young conservative voters when he was shot and killed at Utah Valley University in Orem. His death, sending shockwaves through political circles and drawing tributes from President Trump and other GOP leaders who called him a martyr for the conservative movement. More crime and justice news after this. A North Carolina woman says a DNA test revealed she was conceived through what she calls medical rape by her mother's fertility doctor more than 40 years ago. Now 43 years old, Summer McKesson of Atlanta made the discovery after years of medical problems that left doctors puzzled.
Back in 2020, I found out that I had blood clots in my heart and lungs. A year later, I had to have open heart surgery.
That surgery coming at age 40. Her surgeon later noticed her connective tissue was unusually fragile and suggested testing for Marfan syndrome, which is a genetic disorder that can cause cardiovascular failure if left untreated. When her geneticist confirmed the diagnosis, McKesson tells CNN she was shocked. Neither of her parents had the condition. She turned to genetic testing, 23andMe, hoping for clues about her health. Instead, she found seven half-siblings that she'd never met.
My oldest half-sibling is 61 and the youngest is 39.
1 month later, one of those siblings sent a message suggesting that she ask her parents if they had gone to see a doctor named Charles Pete. McKesson's mother, Lori Krupa, confirmed that she had been a patient of Dr. Pete at Duke University Hospital in the early 1980s. Krupa said Pete told her that donor sperm would come from a medical resident. Instead, he secretly used his own.
I didn't even know that they had IVF or sperm donation back then, and so it was a shock. It was almost paralyzing when I first found out to find out my dad wasn't my dad.
McKesson and another half-sibling, Jim Harris, both discovered their mothers were inseminated by Pete without consent.
Back then, they couldn't freeze sperm, so it had to be fresh. And it was supposed to be an anonymous medical student that looked like my dad.
Dr. Pete, who died in 2013 at age 89, was once a respected OBGYN and mentor at Duke. DNA testing now suggests he fathered at least 12 children outside his family, possibly more. Duke Health later acknowledged, quote, unacceptable actions by a former physician and said such conduct, quote, should never have happened. Fertility fraud, which is when a doctor misrepresents the source of donor material, is not a crime in North Carolina, though 14 other states have passed laws against it. McKesson and her mother say they have considered civil action but see few options since Pete is deceased and no criminal statute applies. A man dressed as a Nazi officer is arrested in downtown Athens, Georgia, after allegedly hitting a University of Georgia student in the face with a glass pitcher. Police identified the suspect as 33-year-old Kenneth Morgan, who was charged with felony aggravated assault and simple battery following the violent encounter outside Cutter's Pub on Clayton Street. The confrontation, captured on video, shows Morgan wearing a black Nazi-style uniform with a red swastika armband as onlookers shout at him to leave. You can hear the crowd reaction as the alleged assault takes place.
This is terrible.
What the f*** is your problem?
Is this serious? No.
Witnesses said Morgan tried to enter the bar when a group of women, including UGA student Grace Lang, confronted him. Lang tells UGA's newspaper, The Red and Black, she tried to block him from entering and grabbed for his armband. That's the moment that Morgan allegedly swung a large glass pitcher, striking her in the face. Lang said she suffered a broken nose that required 4 stitches and swelling around her left eye. In a statement, the University of Georgia says Morgan is not a student and had no affiliation with the school. Quote, his actions, which were caught on videotape, are appalling, and we are grateful to Athens-Clark County police officers for swiftly apprehending and arresting him. The incident has shocked students across the campus, especially members of Athens' Jewish community, who called it a disturbing act of hate. Rabbi Michoel Refson, the co-director of Chabad UGA, spoke to WANF.
The Nazi symbol is the symbol of absolute evil. It's a symbol of, you know, hate. It's painful, it's upsetting, it's hurtful. My grandmother was an Auschwitz survivor.
Students have gathered near the bar in the days following the attack, condemning the Nazi-costumed perp and applauding those who intervened. Civil rights groups, including the Southern Poverty Law Center, have also denounced the Nazi imagery, calling it an example of, quote, hateful, violent speech that should not be tolerated. Morgan spent 4 nights in the Athens-Clark County Jail before posting a $15,000 bond. The woman he allegedly assaulted continues to recover from her injuries. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert's hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.